Jerry Bader Show 1024. Good point. Got an IM from a coworker. I'm not saying all teachers are takers. Some are. His dad was a music teacher, raised 10 kids on that and doing gigs with a band. People made it work. Thinking that, oh no, I should have it so much easier than the private sector. That makes you a taker. I'm not saying all teachers fit that definition. Jason found an interesting story. As you know, there's a classic matchup coming in the NFL playoffs on Sunday. The Tom Brady-led New England Patriots versus the Peyton Manning-led Denver Broncos. I think this is the greatest quarterback rivalry the NFL has ever seen. I think I figured out what I consider second place, though, Jason. But I'll bet you there's one. I bet you have a better, or people can think of a better one. Roger Staubach and Terry Bradshaw is pretty good. That one was pretty good. Stabler Pastorini wasn't bad. The Raiders and the Oilers, although then Pastorini ended up a Raider. And then he kind of got, Stabler ended up an Oiler, and then he got into the Bradshaw thing. I don't know if I can come up with another one. I'm sure there are, but clearly, Manning Brady is the best. So you lead into that, and by the way, no doubt in my mind, the four best teams are left standing. I'm absolutely convinced of that. I think whoever wins the conference championships, it's going to be a very good Super Bowl. I would be very surprised were that not the case. But Peyton Manning made a comment that's getting a lot of attention. Of course, the coach that he will be facing is Bill Belichick of the Patriots. He called Belichick the best coach I've ever competed against. I think it's safe to say he'll go down as the greatest NFL coach of all time. Now, I realize I can't be objective on this. I'm a Packers fan. I get that. So here is my intellectual argument that while Belichick is a great, great coach, and you can certainly make the argument for number two, but then you have to get into Bill Walsh, Don Shula, Tom Landry, and others, but I think you can make the case Belichick is number two. And he is a brilliant coach. I'm not taking that away from him. There are two reasons why I still put Lombardi as the greatest. One, Belichick has known failure as a head coach. Lombardi never did. His two worst records were winning records. A lot of people don't realize this. You know what his record was in 1959, his first year with the Packers? 7-5. Do you know what his last record as a head coach in the NFL was? 7-5-2 with the Washington Redskins. They had both teams had losing records the year before. The Packers had but one win the year before. Belichick, in his long tenure as an NFL coach for teams other than the Patriots, has had losing records. Lombardi never did. But bigger than that, and I've said this many times, Lombardi's true gift, his true greatness, and his former players say this, is closing the gap between where a man is and where he can be in terms of his ability. The natural ability that God gave him and his performance, closing that gap. There are a whole lot of NFL Hall of Famers who, quite honestly, I don't think would have had long careers in the NFL is Vince Lombardi. I mean, I don't think Ray Nitschke has a long career. He's in the NFL Hall of Fame. Bart Starr does not become a great quarterback, I think, with any other coach. Horning was a basket case. Nobody could figure out what to do with him. You can go throughout all. Now, there are a handful of them. I think Herb Adderley would have been a great player on any team. I think Willie Wood would have been a great player on any team. I think Forrest Gregg would have been a great player on any team. Most of the rest, I don't think they would have had long NFL careers, let alone Hall of Fame careers. Belichick has done it with great talent. I'm not saying he didn't help develop that talent. But even, I'm telling you, Willie Davis says that a lot. Lombardi made us great. He reached down and found what we had when we couldn't find it. I don't think another NFL coach has ever done that. You've got a collection. Look, here, I've counted it. I'd have to go back and count. Do you realize how many Hall of Famers were on the 1958 Packers? Do you have any idea? Bart Starr, Jim Taylor, Paul Hornung, Ray Nitschke, and I'm leaving a bunch out. That team went 1-10-1. There was a hell of a lot of talent, huh? That went 1-10-1. But to never, ever have a losing record in an NFL season. I'm not saying Belichick isn't great. It's going to take something even greater than Belichick, in my opinion, and I admit it's not objective, to top Lombardi. It's 10:30.
The Jerry Bader Show.